On October 11, the United States carried out its 400th drone strike in the tribal areas of Pakistan since the controversial campaign began a decade ago. Since 2004, thousands of people, mostly civilians, have been killed in such attacks. The U.S. claims that its drone campaign is only against Al-Qaeda and other militants. But a new study challenged America's claims. In its latest study, the Bureau of Investigative Journalism says only 12% of drone victims in Pakistan could be identified as militant. The London-based organization also says that out of 12%, only 4% have been identified as members of Al-Qaeda.
In the past few years, there were protests against these drone attacks, and the reason why the protests were launched or staged here in Pakistan as well as in Washington and elsewhere in the world is the fact that many innocent citizens, many innocent people have been killed by these drone attacks.
Pakistan has repeatedly condemned the U.S. drone campaign as violation of its territorial integrity and sovereignty.
How it is possible that U.S. carry out drone strike without the permission of Pakistan government? Our own government must be blamed first before we hold U.S. responsible.
Sending aircrafts into the territory of Pakistan, it's not right. The victim or the casualties which we come to know after the drone attacks, mostly these people are civilians.
The drone campaign is not only one of the major reasons behind growing anti-American sentiments in Pakistan, but also is seen as a cause for militancy in the country. Pakistan is seeking a ban on the use of armed drones and strictly regulating the weapon systems according to the UN Charter, international human rights and humanitarian law. But the US is unlikely to agree on any such step in the near future. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.